Am I doing a good job or does my podcast stink? Hey, what's up, party people? It's me, Sarah G with the Smack, and I'm back. I am a CFA charter holder and I used to be a financial advisor. On this podcast, I provide non-BS oriented, straight up views on LinkedIn and other financial advisor marketing topics. You can't get this anywhere else, people. So if that's of value, then please subscribe. And if not, then please leave this podcast right now. I really want to know, can we just talk about this for a minute? My podcast has been kind of a funny path for me. I remember a few years ago when I started this, I had no real objective. I was originally going to start it up with another person who I thought was cool, and we had all these cool, fun plans. She turned out to be a loser, so I decided to go out on my own. And at first, I was just kind of throwing podcasts up there based on whoever I thought it would be fun to interview. For those of you who have been listening from the early days, first of all, I want to thank you for hanging in there, because the audio quality was akin to me broadcasting from the depths of like the Baltic Sea. Okay. I mean, I didn't even have a real microphone. There was no plan. I was throwing up shows with no set schedule. It was all over the place. It was very raw. I mean, if you notice, this podcast doesn't even have a name. I just use my own name on the iTunes directory, for example. And it's not that I'm that much less raw now in what I say, but I have gotten a bit more intentional about what I talk about on the show and who I interview. So over the last few years, this podcast has evolved into having more of a digital marketing or social media focus, because that's what my expertise is. And I think that's where I can add the value the most to you. But I am not sure if that is what y'all want to hear about. So tell me, and I'm asking for your honest feedback here. Do you think I'm doing a good job or a bad job? Do you like this podcast? Do you feel I'm best at what I'm talking about? Is it of value to you, or do you feel like I should be talking about something else? What podcast within, or what episode within all of my shows has changed your perspective the most? Do you like or dislike the guests I have had on the show? Do you think I do better when I solo cast alone or when I have guests on the show? Do you want to hear from me more than every 2 weeks, every week? Or would you be okay with once a month, but have the podcast be longer? What are your feelings on the frequency of how often I broadcast? Do you feel like the audio quality is still bad, or is it acceptable? Do you like my intro, or should I just get right into the show and go on without it? And so on the note of all audio quality and how the show is produced, one thing I don't really talk about a lot is there are limitations to what I can do. You know, I record from home, and during the pandemic, I had to have kids home. I still do at times have to have kids home now, because the daycare is always closing. The school is always closing. So it really has been a little bit rocky for me. And it's not something I necessarily say, but it is the truth, right? If I had it my way, I wouldn't have to record from my kids' bedrooms. But sometimes I do, because my kids have to be in the living room on virtual classes. And if I don't do it that way, then the podcast won't get done. And so I kind of make the decision, well, is it better to not do the show or to do the show, but not have it be the best in terms of production? You know, sometimes people tell me I should set up like this whole recording studio and get like an expensive microphone and everything. It is tough. You know, I live in Manhattan. We don't have the biggest apartment in the world. Like I suppose I'm supposed to like pretend I'm making $3 million a year. I'm not there yet, but I'm doing okay. But we in here in Manhattan, you know, the apartments do tend to run a little bit small, and especially like equipment can take up a lot of space. I've got 4 young kids running around. You know, it's not that I can't get a whole studio set up, but is that what you really want? Do you need that from me? Or is there something else you'd like me to do with the podcast that would make it better in a significant way? For example, one thing I have not focused on as much is the future of marketing. I've just talked about here are the practical things you should be doing right now, but I haven't talked about like the future of the industry. Do you want me to talk about higher level conceptual subjects, like, you know, interviewing thought leaders on topics like blockchain or Reg BI? You know, what's the best software? What's the financial advisor tech stack of the future going to look like? It's a little bit different from what I talk about right now, but you know, if you want that, I could do that. Like I said, I have my own ideas about where to go with this podcast in 2022. But remember, you know, you're the ones I'm doing this for. I'm not in it so I can brag about how I get 40,000 downloads a month. I know a lot of people are in the business to be able to say that. But, you know, for me, like I'm not interested in being like in Wealth Management Magazine, you know, as a thought leader and exalted and all of this. But really, this is for you so that on a day-to-day, I can make you better in terms of finding the people that need you. I have no agenda here other than giving you what you want. There's no other way I could say it. So if you could provide any feedback, whatever it may be, I'd really welcome it. Thanks for listening, and especially to those of you who have been tuning in through the years. Thank you. Especially send me an email, send me a message through my website, send me a note through a passenger pigeon, whatever you'd like to do, but I'd love to hear from you, even if you think my podcast stinks.